Welcome back to Immunize Wisely. My name is Sally L. Cordy, and I am guest hosting for Angry Castle this evening. And Phyllis Georgic was just telling us about how she became a homeopath. And please continue, Phyllis.
Oh, sure. Basically, you know, I begged him to give me the money to go and do this, and so I got to go. And I learned some things, but what I learned was that the more I read the Materia Medica and the Repertory, that was where I was teaching myself. There were certain homeopaths throughout the years that I would go to that would teach me their little nuances of various things about remedies that they had not actually found in the books, but were using it in clinical practice, and found other homeopathic books of clinical homeopathy from the 1800s. And I mean, I was reading all of these old books. And so this is basically it. If you want to be a homeopath, you've got to do a lot of reading. Got to do a lot of reading. You've got to understand how to read symptoms and how to read a patient when they come to you. What I wanted to really cover was that if you are very sick with anything, and let's say, you know, this cough, this problem with this cough, maybe I don't like this cough, it's too much, and I can't even live with it. I could actually take a little bit of my sputum and put it into a dropper bottle and add some vodka to it and let it sit for a few hours, and then take a drop of it and put it into another dropper bottle with 99 drops of distilled water in it and shake it 100 times. Now I've made myself a 1C potency remedy. Now if I want to make a 2C remedy, I take a drop out of the 1C bottle and I put it into the next bottle of 99 drops of distilled water. Again, I shake that bottle vigorously 100 times. Now I've got a 2C bottle. And I continually do this until I find until I get to a 6 or a 7 or a 9 or a 12. And then I take that bottle and I put it into another bottle that I'm going to dispense the remedy out of. Now, it's so far away after 12 that there's nothing of that particular sputum that I put into the original bottle left in that bottle after those dilutions. The remedy itself becomes more powerful as you shake the bottle. It's not so much that it's diluted, but it's shaken in between that makes it more potent each time. So then I could start to take that remedy, and that would clear me up. That would clear up my particular issue. Now, you can save that, if you want to, for somebody else who might have the same problem. So I just basically told you that if you had someone who had coronavirus and you're absolutely certain that they do, you can take one of their discharges, whether it's their blood or whether it's, you know, their sputum or their sweat, and make a homeopathic remedy out of it and give it back to them and maybe give it to other people too. Unless you absolutely know that the person had coronavirus and you cannot absolutely say that that's what it is, but I intended to make a homeopathic remedy from my sputum. If it helps anybody else, I'll be more than happy to share it with them.
Well, the testing method that they're using for the coronavirus, have you checked that out? Because
well,
I
no,
understand.
I have not. I don't know anything about it. All I know is what President Trump had said, that it wasn't very pleasant. And then somebody else had said that they actually take and place whether it's a Q-tip or whatever, way up into your nasal cavity to get it where it's really, really warm inside your head. I don't know how they do this, you know, how they would even go about doing it. I have no idea. So I don't know how you could go about this unless you absolutely positively we're sure. Like I said, anybody can do this. You're sick yourself, you can make your own remedy. Make it for yourself.
So the remedy is being made from the actual problem.
Yes, and those are called nosodes, N-O-S-O-D-E. So we have homeopathic remedies that are made from the Spanish flu called influenzinum. We have various other strains of flu that they have made and are in the homeopathic pharmacopoeia of the United States of America. So you can purchase them, but most of the time nosos are only purchased by physicians and not by the general public, so they don't sell them. but you can get one for pertussis and diphtheria, one for measles, which is morbillinum, or rubella, or mumps, which is called parotidinum. The homeopathic remedy that prevents polio is called Lathris sativa, which is basically a remedy made from chickpeas, because in India, if you eat chickpeas out of season, you get Lathritis, which is considered the same as polio. It causes weakness in your lungs, you can't breathe, and it causes paralysis. So that homeopathic remedy has been used to prevent polio and polio since the 1800s.
So it sounds like these are the actual vaccines.
Right. Yes, but again, you know, like Dr. Golden from Australia has a whole protocol of giving homeopathic nosodes as vaccines. The problem with that is that it might work, but it's only going to work for a small amount of time. So yes, indeed, if you know that there's a flu in the area and you know the symptoms of that flu, you can take the homeopathic remedy that matches those symptoms, and then take a few doses of that remedy throughout the month, or maybe from October until whatever, you know, September through April, and once a month, take a little bit of the remedy, and it might, in fact, prevent you from having it, or lessen your symptoms. But it's not going to be something that's going to last in your... The only way you're ever going to get a real immunization to any disease is by actually having the disease. Immunization does not come from vaccination. Vaccines are filled with material that is foreign to your system and will cause you much harm.
Right, but the whole what they tell you they're trying to do is exactly what you're actually doing.
Right. Yes, but again, you know, even so, if you gave someone a pertussis, diphtheria, tetanus, homeopathic nosode, and you gave it to them like this schedule, this pretend schedule that the CDC has made up to sell their medications and to sell their vaccines, there's no science saying that at 2 months, 4 months, and 6 months, a child should get a DPT shot, a hepatitis B shot, a Haemophilus influenza type B shot, and this pneumonia vaccination that they have.
No, this is a plan to kill our kids.
This is a plan to sell their medication, you have to understand.
All right, so that's the plan.
Killing your kids is not a problem. They need to make money. This is stocks. This has nothing to do with your kids. This has nothing to do with your kids living or dying. They don't care. They just want to make sure that this is sold, and then they're going to just make you feel guilty if you don't do it. But let's get back to what it is I was trying, my point here.
My point
here is that if you give a homeopathic remedy, a nosode, a 200C potency of pertussis, tetanus, and diphtheria, in this combination, this DPT combination, to a child, they may in fact be protected from having those diseases for maybe 8 weeks, if at all. Now, Dr. Golden says that he actually has given the diphtheria nosode to people who have tested to have positive titer for diphtheria, within a 4 week period of time or something after giving the remedy. Okay, fine. But that doesn't mean that they're having an immunization to it. None of us who have the DPT as children are immunized to diphtheria, tetanus, and whooping cough. It's far long worn away if it even worked. All it did to me is cause me to lose my tonsils and have ear problems that still I have to this day. And I've worked on myself for a long time. I used to have strep, probably at least once a year for years. Back from when I was 17 years old, I had it from October to April. And that's what gave me the heart murmur that ended up causing me to have a slight heart attack when I had the swine flu vaccine in 1976.
So you're saying the vaccine that you had to prevent, allegedly to prevent that, is what caused you all this distress. Is this correct?
Well, the DPTs that my mother gave me when I was a baby is what caused me all the distress.
Right. Okay. You just didn't say it was the vaccine, so I just wanted to be clear about that.
Oh, yeah. DPT shots.
Right. We have a caller, Mike from Kentucky, would like to ask you a question, Phyllis Georgic.
Hey, a couple of things here. I think you kind of glossed over that a little bit quick with people out may not realize that the first step of this remedy you're talking about doing is a really high alcohol tincture that would kill the virus probably, right? I mean, it would leave proteins from the virus probably intact, but the virus itself would not be able to replicate. Is that what you're saying? If you took your own sputum and first put it into alcohol with vodka or something and then dilute that down?
Well, I basically do that to keep it from moving on any further. I just want it to stay there and not deteriorate. I'm not looking basically for the virus itself. I'm looking for the product that caused the issue.
Well, I don't think that's one of the things that probably has people going. Homeopathy is a little bit of a hokum, I don't know, but I would say that you're not preserving the virus when you put it into alcohol. It would have to break some of those protein links apart, wouldn't it? The RNA or whatever.
So I've done this for 30 years. I've made homeopathic remedies for other people and for myself. They always work
right
every time. Again, I'm not saying that this will be a coronavirus remedy. I'm just saying that if you are sick the way I was sick, and you take this remedy, it probably will kick it out.
Well, if somebody wants to look up...
Hokum all you want, sir. The homeopathic remedies that I give to my cats and my dogs and my whatever, they sure don't think it's hokum.
Right. Well, I'm just talking about the average listener that hasn't looked into this would probably be, taken aback by the idea of spreading the virus with that method, So I think you said vodka was the first step, though. If they weren't, putting it into vodka would have to do something to inactivate it. And it would certainly kill a lot of the bacteria that would be in there. But the proteins would remain intact. A lot of the proteins would not necessarily be destroyed, I think. Would be preserved.
Right. If you actually want, to have the virus and dilute it, like I said, dilute it out. By the time you got to the 12th process, there's nothing left there anyway. You wouldn't even have a virus there.
Well, the point I was getting at there with that is that the vaccine industry claims to have better filters, ceramic filters, to get viruses out since 2014. If you go look up the lab filters, they claim they've got some better ones since 2014. But what about all the seed stock prior to that? They had viruses in there that they couldn't get out until 2014. That's what they're basically admitting to. To go back to what you were speaking on before, of course, besides, what was that, Maurice Hillerman, what he admitted to, that the leukemia virus was basically in the yellow fever vaccine, so that men that got that for being deployed in country would come back and they'd have the leukemia virus shedding it to their family, which would explain probably why, their daughters or sons, whatever, would end up with leukemia, either, whether it was after he returned home or if he made those children after he got home, I would think. That's the vector. You always have to have a vector for these pathogens. That is foo-fooed a lot. That video that came out of that documentary has pretty much been censored from the internet.
Didn't pass it around.
I do too.
Getting back to your filter things, if they could filter out all the viruses, then what is in the vaccine? What's the virus that is a quote unquote attenuated that you're being injected with, well, if they've been filtered out, well, then all you've got is the carcinogens, the latex, the proteins of the animal or the aborted baby that they grew it on. Right?
Yeah, those what do they call those diploid cells?
Right.
How could they? Yeah.
Yeah, well, diploid just means cells from a living being. So human diploid cells means from an aborted baby. It could be mouse diploid cells. It could be monkey diploid cells. It could be, you know, anything. Cow diploid, horse, equine, porcine. You know,
yeah,
but
I've
the thing is, if they're saying they're filtering out these viruses, then they're filtering out the virus for the vaccination, too. This is all a bunch of hokum. That's where the hokum lies.
Yes, disinformation on top of disinformation. When you try to post something on Facebook about this, it's very, you know, even though it's factual and you reference even the Snopes article about how, if you read that Snopes article that talks about the human diploid cells being in Gatorade and Pepsi, that's a disinformation campaign. You have to read all the way down to the bottom of the article before they finally admit, oh, yeah, these human diploid cells from this aborted black baby in the 70s that's been cloned and modified to mimic taste buds, those were used in the research along with some math to make the bliss factor. Every so often they adjust the bliss factor because Americans' palates get adjusted to more and more sweet stuff. And we have to have this maximum sweetness, a lot of people do, to be satisfied, and it's ruining our health. It should be declared toxic and never have been approved. It's as bad for your health as drinking alcohol on a chronic basis. You know, this high fructose corn syrup, which is from a genetically modified mold or something, or bacteria that they grind up all the corn scraps and corn cobs and stuff, and then they ferment it and get this citric acid and high fructose corn syrup off of it. It's ridiculously cheap, and they're paying hush money to the sugar industry to keep quiet about it. Every sugar plantation domestically gets $880,000 a year in subsidies to be quiet about how cheap this and the chronic health issues that it causes. There's a Dr. Lustig out of California that goes through the metabolites that you get from so much fructose in our diet, and it results in uric acid and low density lipoids and high triglycerides. Cha-ching! More statin drugs for you. The more you drink of this stuff, and it's even worse than alcohol because you know alcohol is self limiting. You drink enough alcohol, you end up under the table. You can't drink anymore. You know, so, but you can drink pop all day long and crave more of it, and your brain doesn't see it as chemistry. They've really hijacked our FDA and our USDA.
Sugar and cocaine are very, very, very molecularly very close.
And it makes your cells sticky so that your macrophages, your white blood cells, don't move about as freely and energetically, so it's one of the best things people could probably do to bump up their immune system during this crisis is just to get off of all the fructose and sugar and fake.
Oh, the white
fake,
bread.
Yeah, oh, the Wonder Bread. You wonder how they made it so white.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, thank you for calling.
Okay, that was Mike from Kentucky. We appreciate that call.
We do appreciate him.
Yeah. Okay, Phyllis, were you saying something before Mike called that you'd like to continue with? Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
We're going to commercial. We'll be right back with Georgia
when we get back.
Likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, everybody. You're listening to Immunize Wisely. Ingrid Castle is away this evening. My name is Sally L. Cordy, and my guest is Phyllis Georgic. Phyllis is taking your call. She is a homeopath, and she'd be happy to address anybody who has a question or a comment. Welcome back, Phyllis.
Thank you. Getting back to what he was talking about, you know, killing the virus in the bottle of vodka. Basically, all homeopathic remedies start out as a tincture. So if I would have, for instance, someone came to me years and years ago, and they had had some sort of a parasite that they got in some part of Africa during their Peace Corps days. And they were always getting this dead parasite, you know, showing up on their skin, and it would like crust over. And so what I had done is I was asked by her homeopath to please make a homeopathic remedy out of this parasite. So I literally had to try to cut it out of her hand, and I had to put it into alcohol. And I left it there for several days, and then it kind of like deteriorated slightly apart. And then I had just taken one drop out, just the way I'd explained it, and made a remedy. I think I made a 6C for her and a 12C and a 30C. I think that's how many I did. But I remember when I was doing my homeopathic training, one of the things we had to do is make an auto-nozote. An auto-nozote is a remedy that you make for yourself from some discharge. So we decided to do our blood. And I had still been having problems with my ear, on and off, clogging, ear infection, sinus problems, all these things I had as a kid from the DPT vaccination and then the Salk polio vaccine and then the Sabin oral polio vaccine. And So what I had done is I took a drop of my blood and I placed it into grain alcohol, is what we were using. I was telling you to use vodka because you can't get grain in most places. Grain is 195 proof, and you can't get that most places. In Pennsylvania, you can't. I think moonshine is 175 proof, so you can't get it. But nonetheless, what I'm saying to you is you always start out in this alcohol tincture. That's where you put your drop of blood or two drops of blood or whatever you want to do to make your tincture. Whether you're making it from a homeopathic, whether you're making it from an herbal like chamomile or greater salandine or, you know, whatever it is you're making it from, you always start out as a hawthorn. We were talking about the hawthorn in this last commercial. Hawthorn berry tincture. You can take that and make a remedy called Crataegus out of that. All the remedies are in Latin names. But nonetheless, sometimes you need a tonic, which is in alcohol form. And sometimes you need it to be in a homeopathic form. But they're all made starting out that way. They start out in an alcohol tincture. And that's the reason why I would suggest that you do that. It had nothing to do with killing the virus or not spreading the virus. Or I don't even think about that. I mean, we spread coughs and colds all the time to everybody. That this has become some, you know, some pariah has just, to me, gone off the wall. It's just off the wall. Do we have any other callers?
No, we don't. But I was wondering, do you make salves as well? You know, like for eczema, for example.
No, you don't do anything. You don't. When you have eczema, you do not put anything topically on it. What you do is you find the homeopathic remedy that fits it, because your body is actually exuding toxins. What you need to do is clean your bowels, clean your liver. You know, those are the things you need to do. Change your diet. If you've got eczema, you don't want to put anything on it that will drive that back in again. People would come to me who would have this series of eczema and asthma. Asthma, eczema. When they had the eczema, they had no asthma. When the eczema was cleared up, they had the asthma. So the steroid was placed on their skin to get rid of the eczema. Now it drove it down back into their lungs again. Now they can't breathe. Now they give them a steroid to open up their lungs. Boom, comes back out onto the skin again. So you have to find the homeopathic remedy that deals with the totality of the symptoms of the patient. And
that's really interesting. Wow. What you just said is why do asthma and eczema have a relationship at all?
Because you have toxins, obviously, that are within your system, and it's going to go to the weakest point in your system. So when you're expressing it out of your body, and you don't like this, it looks ugly, so you try to make it go away, you're only going to push it back into the organ that is in correspondence to for the toxin.
Okay, we'll be right back with homeopathic. Join us when we get back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Everyone, I understand that we have a caller by the name of Pam from Connecticut for Phyllis Georgic. Welcome.
Hi, Pam.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. So, I hope you don't mind repeating how you make the tincture, or at least maybe referring me to a website where I could get that information. I'm dealing with a nasal parasite, Linguata serrata, and I really like to try this technique out.
Sure. All you need to do is take a little bit of that discharge and put it into a dropper bottle. You're going to have to get some clean amber dropper bottles. You can use blue, but amber is much better. It'll prevent the light from going in. And just put that parasite into there and put some vodka into the bottle, shake it up, leave it there for a few days, and then you're going to have to get 5 or 7 more dropper bottles.
Okay.
And then take one drop from that bottle where you had put that parasite, put it into a bottle that already has 99 drops of distilled water. Cannot be tapped. Cannot be sprayed,
cannot
be filtered. It must be distilled water only.
Okay.
Place 99 drops of distilled water into that bottle, put a drop from that tincture bottle into there, shake it vigorously by slapping it against your hand or a large book like a Bible or we don't have telephone books anymore. I used to smack it against a telephone book 100 times. Then you take one drop out of there.
Uh-huh.
And put it into another dropper bottle that already has prepared 99 drops of distilled water.
Okay.
Put on the lid, shake that 100 times. That's a 2C. So the first one was a 1C.
Okay.
C meaning 100.
Okay.
Roman numeral, because when you put one drop into 99, making 100 drops. So then that one drop from the first bottle is taken, put into the second bottle, 100 times. You shake the bottle. It's called succussion. You shake that bottle vigorously, and you can do that up to, well, maybe six times. On that sixth time, that sixth bottle, you place 99 drops of your vodka, and then put that drop from the 5C bottle into that 6C bottle. Shake it up 100 times. Now that's your 6C bottle. And you take one.
Hold on. So for the 6C bottle, I take one drop of the 5C, which is in distilled water, and I put it in one drop of that, of the 5C, into 99 drops of vodka.
Correct.
And that's a 6C. And I, okay.
After you shake it up 100 times, now it's a 6C. And now you can take from that bottle and put into another bottle of distilled water. And that will be your dispensing bottle. And then you take a, after you've shaken that bottle maybe six or eight times, maybe three or four times really, take a dose from that and continue to do that throughout the day and see if that helps you.
What's a dose?
Two or three drops after you've succussed the bottle three or four times.
Oh, and that's under your tongue?
It can be into your tongue, up your nose, in your eyeballs, on your mouth. There's no little trap door under your tongue. It's just the mucous membrane.
Oh, okay, so hold on. Okay, so just, so you have the 6cc bottle, which is the vodka.
No 6cc, no cc's. We're not dealing with cc. We're dealing with
6X.
No, 6X. C.
Oh, 6C. I'm sorry, 6C bottle.
Is 1C.
Okay, 1 to 99 of vodka, and you take that, take one drop of that, and you put it into 99 drops of distilled water. You shake it up three times every time you use it.
No.
Okay, sorry.
Now your vodka bottle, you label that 6C, and you can take it, whatever it is you want to label it. But you label it 6C, and then from there, you're going to make yourself a dispensing bottle.
Okay.
So you're going to take one drop out of there and put it into another bottle of distilled water that you fill up all the way to where those shoulders are on the bottle.
Okay.
This is your dispensing bottle. So this is the bottle you're going to take the drops out of. And you only need one or two drops to make a dose. But you might have to take it four to five times a day.
Huh.
You have to shake the bottle three or four times between each dose to make the potency higher each time. When you get low in the bottle, just refill it with distilled water. Don't take any more out of your 6C. Your 6C is there just in case you want to make a 12 or a 13 or a 15C later on.
Hi there. We have another caller from Wisconsin.
Okay, well,
Pam, are you satisfied or would you like to pick up?
No, that was excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate the help and inspiration. Okay, bye.
Well, you'll find her connection, her email address in the archive, Pam, so you can pick up this conversation later. Okay, Murr in Wisconsin, welcome.
Hi. Thank you. This is very interesting. I remember reading about this before and haven't really practiced it, but I'm putting some links in Ingrid's chat room, Immunize Wisely, that's a Z in Wisely, .zotango.com. And as usual, anytime, you know, there's a show on, we share links in whatever chat room is applicable. But I was reading here, this is from a Wired article. I'm very good. It gives just the explanation you were giving. But let me see if I can find it now. Oh, my, where is it? It's what the AMA said. It's in their charter. Oh, let me see. I put it in the chat room. Hang on one second. Yeah, the American Medical Association, which stated in its charter, it was formed, quote, unquote, to stamp out the scourge of homeopathy.
That's right.
And it declined to comment.
Yeah. It certainly was. It was
Isn't that interesting?
It was formulated in 1846, which was 2 years after The American Institute of Homeopathy was formulated in 1844. And yes, they were formulated to stomp out the scourge of homeopathy. They would actually try to jail people who were practicing homeopathy. They did enormous, and really the 1918 Spanish flu, those who had used homeopaths were the ones who were surviving.
Yep.
It was the ones who were using the allopaths and the new aspirin they had created.
The aspirin was Rothschild, Bayer, Bauer, or whatever original name they may have had. But they were given 400 times a dose.
Huh? Homeopathic remedy company by the name of Borky and Tappel had actually made St. Joseph aspirin for children. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I remember different ones getting into the orange flavored, and it's a wonder they didn't get Reye syndrome, I guess.
Oh, well, I was given those when I had measles, mumps, and rubella, and they certainly didn't give me Reye syndrome, nor my sisters. I think it has to do with the fact that the St. Joseph aspirin for children were so orangey, they actually were made from oranges and vitamin C.
Yeah, yeah, so very little, if any, actual aspirin, right?
Aspirin,
well, aspirin itself, it's a native remedy. It comes from the interior bark of the willow.
Correct.
So, you know, the money mongers went after this, too. You know, just like everything. I mean, if people could really believe what this, you know, what is it, Mark Twain, they'd rather believe the lie than that they've been lied to?
Yeah,
this is what we've seen.
To be told that there is a lie. Yeah, there's lies, damn lies, and then there's statistics.
There's that, yep. And all of these statistics and everything. I said earlier to Rick Adams, you know, they're going after Italy, pretending they're a big, you know, having a big problem with this, and it's really just the elderly that they're putting over into the COVID column. Because if you remember, Italy has had almost as many governments in 70 years since World War II as there are years. And when Salvini was in there, first thing he did was kick out the vaccine panel and put in his own that proved what was in there and what wasn't in there.
Right.
And it's deadly. And so they were after him for that, and he also slowed down the invaders, the immigrants. So Italy is being punished by saying, oh, they have all this high death count from this. But it's not. It's the elderly. 99% of them are elderly.
Right.
You know, so
they have a high population. We have two more people that have come in. Oh, here's a third that's come in. I thank you very much for calling. We appreciate
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
We appreciate bringing up the fact that the AMA was formulated to get rid of us homeopaths.
Thank you, Murr. Okay, Tom in Utah, please join us with Phyllis Georgic, and then we have Susie in Arkansas and Pat in Fort Worth. We hope to get everybody in.
Okay, well, what really drives me crazy is nobody tells you the real method of infection. Never, because it interferes with big money and business and everybody's appetite. You know, if you put a man in solitary confinement, and he gets sick in solitary confinement, how did that happen?
Right.
It's what you slip under the door, and everything. I worked on the Hantavirus in 93. I worked on the H3N2 in 96. I worked on the RSV in 2001. And every time, the people were being told it comes in the air, it comes on the surface, that's a load of poppycock. These organisms do not survive out in the environment.
Right.
Otherwise, God and Christ are either ignorant or malicious. Because what did Christ tell his apostles to do? Go lay your hands upon the heads of the sick and give them a blessing.
Right.
So what does God know that you don't know?
Yeah, the so fact they're trying is, to separate us all so that we cannot have any connections with one another. We can't hug one another. We can't give each other love and blessings. That's what they're doing here. I agree
and
with
the fact is, the organisms come in blood and body fluids, and you drag it into your stupid kitchen and handle it like a stupid physician.
Well,
and wonder why your children and yourself are sick.
The confinement out of the sunshine, they're certainly going to be ill because they don't get any vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin C, no vitamin K. If they're not eating good, if you're eating pop all day and Cheetos, you're certainly not getting a good, healthy system, that's for sure.
See, since 1991, I've been a hardcore vegan. I laid on the steel table myself in not being ignorant, but ignorant. I ignore what I knew from all the way back in 59 when I was first employed by Ezra Taft Benson in veterinary pathology, and I knew every freaking disease that I cultured in the animals. Later, I was culturing in the human beings when I worked in human pathology. So it wasn't until I was 49 rolling 50 that I finally had a wake-up call. I was terminal with cancer in 91. When I laid on the steel table, I said, that's it. This is a load of poppycock. I need to have my immune system available to fight cancer. But it was so overburdened with fighting the parasites, the bacteria and viruses coming in from the animal kingdom. They don't come in from the plant kingdom. There is no vegetable or fruit or nut or seed or grain that carries anything or will sustain anything that will harm you. And that is fact. Everything that harms you has to come from the same kingdom of which you belong. It's the animal kingdom. They don't use flush toilets. They don't have hand washing. They don't do all this stuff. They live in the environment. And I think, Mars picked up on my information when I tell people that the animals are protected from the infections that they carry by their elevated body temperature. The reptiles and the fish are protected by their lower body temperature.
Their lower body pressure, yes, certainly. Absolutely. Possums eat ticks all the time. They're the biggest tick eaters, and they have the lowest body temperature, and that's what keeps them healthy. And people are trying to run them over on the street. I love my possums. When they get a little bit too radical, I have to get rid of them. But other than that, I love them. You know what, Tom? We've got more people, and we're running out of time. I really would love to talk to you. My information is in the emails.
I was assaulted and blinded in D.C. as a whistleblower, so you have to go to gassingamerica.com and call me from that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great America website, by the way. Thank you very much, Tom. Appreciate it. Susie in Arkansas, welcome.
Hey. Oh, okay. Hey. You can hear me now, I'm sure. I'll try to make this fast. Where do I start? I'm really up there in years, and I am demonstrating some symptoms of Parkinson's, and I've had a lot of head trauma over the years.
Yeah, well, that's the reason why you have Parkinson's. So what you need to do is you need to find a homeopathic remedy called Arnica and start taking Arnica and Hypericum. And you need to find yourself a homeopath in your area and get to that homeopath. But that's where your Parkinson's comes from, is from your injury to your head.
Is there any way I can, because I live way out in the sticks, and I don't think it will be too easy to find. Is there any way to work with you? Now,
these online, dear.
I'm sorry?
All these homeopathic remedies are online. These are not prescription medications.
Yeah.
Arnica and Hypericum. That's what you need.
Okay. Now, the second word, does that start with an H?
Hypericum. H-Y. Pericum.
Okay.
First one is Arnica. Arnica. They must be homeopathic. Get homeopathics. Don't get them. St. John's wort is the Hypericum. You don't need the St. John's wort. You need it in potency. You need it 30C. You need 30C, 30C, 200C. You'll find them online.
Bless your heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Susie in Arkansas. Now, Pat in Fort Worth, you're on with Phyllis Georgic.
Hi. I wanted to ask you about test cell parasites. Fort Worth, at one time, said they had Giardia lamblia and coccidioides in the water, in city water, but it was within tolerable limits. Well, what about when it doesn't rain for 2 years? What if you got rid of those parasites like Dr. Jennifer Daniels says with the turpentine? Wouldn't that clear up a lot of problems?
The unfortunate part is turpentine can actually cause you distress and problems. So what you need to do is in homeopathy, we're not looking to kill the parasite. We're looking to make the environment not indicative for it to wish to stay there. You know, if you have parasites, then you're allowing them to stay there. This is like allowing some unwanted guests to stay there, and you keep feeding them, and you keep changing their bed clothing, and you keep taking them out for fancy dinners and things. You've got to stop feeding them. In homeopathy, we find the homeopathic remedy that actually deals with...
We will be right back. Stay the course if you're in the middle of a conversation. You're listening to Immunize Wisely with Ingrid Castle. Our guest this evening is Phyllis Georgic.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We had a caller who was, I believe her name was Pat, who was waiting to
speak. Okay. I recommend everybody to get a water filter standalone, like the big Berkey, and you can get the fluoride filter. It takes out fluoride. It takes out like 99.9% of the impurities. I really think that people should be drinking a lot of water, but you got dry heat, and you get thirsty in your house, and it's cold. We've been 6 months of having the heater on. And I think if they had a filter, they could just go over and turn the spigot and get all the water they wanted. We wouldn't have so much sickness like that.
Well, I'm not really keen on the Berkeys. I had used them several times. We have a well water that's just loaded with iron, And none of those Furkey filters would work at much past maybe the fourth or fifth. Maybe three times. And so I.
Big city water is almost out drinking.
Yeah, I don't have any city water. But nonetheless, when I had city water, there was a lot of other contaminants that were in the water that you don't really want to drink your minerals. You really want to drink distilled water to clean out your system, to detoxify yourself and get rid of those parasites. Yeah. So you don't really want to do that. You need to have a distiller that has an activated charcoal filter so that it can reverse that polarity, so that it only takes out the inorganic materials and not your bones and your teeth.
And
that's what you're looking for. You're looking to get rid of those kidney stones and those gallstones and those joint stones and those bone spurs. And you're not going to do that with a Berkey filter. It's just not going to happen. Unless you have the most cleanest water on the planet, and you don't. Everyone has tons of minerals in their water. They need minerals, but they need deep earth minerals. And that's where you get your deep earth supplements. You're not going to get that. We don't use ashes in our gardens any longer.
Where do you get your minerals?
I get minerals from supplements.
Which ones?
InfoWars makes a wonderful one called Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Longevity makes Tangy Tangerine. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, that's a good one. There are other minerals that they sell too. I find that the minerals that I get from just regular supplements, as long as they're deep earth minerals and iodine, everyone needs iodine.
Yes.
You need basic iodine. You can't have Lugol's iodine. You can't have iodine from kelp or dulse. You must have deep earth, not born yet, purple crystal iodine. You can get that from InfoWars.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Survival Shield X2 and X3.
All righty, very good. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, dear. God bless you. Thank you for being on.
You know, Phyllis, you are doing a bang-up job. I'm telling you, I'm enjoying just listening to you talk to all the callers. And I think that we don't have any more callers. So would you like to give a parting word to people? I want to thank Ingrid Castle, whose show... says what? Oh, okay. Ken is giving us the message.
Those products. Excellent.
Okay. Well, thank you to Ingrid Castle for providing this forum for our brilliant guests, Phyllis Georgic. And
thank you very much.
Goodbye, Phyllis Georgic. Thank you. And thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Sally.
Cheerio, my friend.
God bless you. God bless everyone.
Yes, indeed.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.